been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning, January the 7th, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. What a day. What a 24 hours it has been. Well, there's always a lot that happens from the time I sign off of the show. And when I sign on the next day, it seemed like yesterday was a little more unusual than your average day at the office. Well, we'll get to that in a bit. The Dow is roaring today. In fact, it has now breached 31,000 for the first time in its history. It's up 241 points to 31,069. As calm returns to Washington, D.C., the NASDAQ has broken through 13,000 for the first time. It's at 13,007. It's up 268 points. Gunderson Capital Management is having a whale of a day today. Another new record for us as many of our stocks are flying again. S&P up 31 points. Up 1.4%, a new high, 3,800, 3,800 for the S&P 500. A new high for the Russell 2000, 2,082. It's up 23 points. How long will this last? We take it a day at a time around here. Crude oil is down a penny, 50.62. I finally found something that's down. Gold is up $4.30 to 1912. The gold stocks had a good day yesterday. So did the ammunition stocks and the gun stocks. Silver up 7 cents, 27.11. And we've got, wow, that 10-year is bursting through 1%. That's a breakout. Not good for the bond market, 1.0%. Bitcoin up $924 to $38,490. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, down here in a nice little peaceful, calm spot in on the Wando River. Everything looks nice today. It's sunny. The water is blue. The sweet grass is green. And the market is greener than I've seen it in a long time. We're happy because we're involved in this market. We are heavily invested in this market. We're seeing new highs across the board today. We're seeing numbers breached after yesterday's White House breach. We're seeing resistance levels broken through, barriers being broken through on the market today. The Dow going through 31,000 for the first time. The NASDAQ going through 13,000 for the first time. The NASDAQ going through 3,800 for the first time. Bitcoin flying off the shelf. And you've got the bond market starting to break down a little bit. Well, you know what? If you're going to hold your bonds to maturity, there's really no worries. Well, you always worry about the companies, but, you know, we do our best to choose best stocks now when we buy those bonds. But they are going to fluctuate in value according to interest rates. And there's also ways that we have to hedge and make maybe, you know, even make a little money on inverse bond fund ETFs, which are doing quite well right now. Well, we've seen a shift in the Senate, obviously. We've seen the official anointing. Well, I guess that happens January 20th. But you've got the Electoral College now behind us. Biden is the winner. Big tech seems to be worried a little bit. The White House breached yesterday. I guess it reminds me, it's not another 9/11, but it was about as shocking to be sitting here. You know, I remember coming to work on 9/11, and I always get to work early, and I remember seeing the, you know, the World Trade Centers, which I have been inside of several times at the top floor, windows to the world, not anymore. and watching the smoke come from the World Trade Center, and then realizing before too long that we were under attack, and then watching yesterday. And yesterday wasn't a 9/11, but it was pretty darn ugly, and you wondered for a minute, you know, what becomes of this? Where does this all end? Will it end? Well, there's calm today. Calm is prevailing in the markets, and they are flying higher, the markets are, today. Now, the markets were way up yesterday. In fact, the Dow did close up 450 points. The volatility was in the NASDAQ. The NASDAQ, which started the day down after the Democrats claimed the Senate, and then the NASDAQ rallied like crazy and went positive. And then when the White House breach occurred, it's a little unnerving to see people climbing walls and smashing windows of the White House, to say the least. The NASDAQ gave up all its gains and then some. But today we are roaring back after Congress goes back to work. After a little disruption, after a long dinner break, I guess, and they did certify the Biden victory. Okay, and you're seeing how the markets are responding today. World markets overnight, pretty calm. Japan up 1.6%, China up 0.75%, Europe, pretty flat. This is something you got to contend with in 2021. It's a good thing if you're a stock market investor. The FOMC minutes came out. All of the Fed governors are in favor of continuing the current QE pace. Now, QE stands for quantitative easing. Another name for quantitative easing is money printing. Okay. There will be gobs and gobs and gobs of stimulus, of money printing, of QE going forward. We've seen some weakness in the dollar here recently. The inflation-related stocks are breaking out. Whether that will continue, but I'm watching crop stocks. I'm watching commodity stocks, copper stocks, iron ore, steel pellets breaking out, for heaven's sakes. But that, you know, I told you, the market rotates, and you have to be on top of that rotation. But suffice it to say that the market, the stock market, will continue to have the wind at its back. And let's not forget that you've got the Fed in there buying bonds, and yet interest rates have now breached 1%. Maybe even the Fed, like the White House security force, the Capitol Guards, they couldn't hold off a storm coming at them. Maybe the bond market can't, maybe even the Fed can't stave off the selling and the worry in the bond market right now. Although, you know, it's still at 1.07% interest rates. But breaking through that 1%, I've been warning that that will be a big major breakthrough to the downside. Yes, as interest rates go up, bonds go down. There's an inverse relationship there. Well, the Challenger job cut report comes in at 77,000. That's up from 64,000 in November as COVID continues to rear its ugly head. And the vaccine seems to be rolling out in kind of a sporadic kind of way. But we've now got three available, and hopefully things will settle down there. We'll have a little smoother distribution of the vaccine, not only here, but in Europe and other countries. Japan has declared a COVID-19 emergency. We know that Germany's on lockdown. We know that France or UK is on lockdown. And now Japan declaring a state of emergency, meaning restaurants will close at 8 p.m. You better eat quickly. The other things, restaurants and bars close by 8 p.m. Residents refrain from non-urgent outings, urging telecommuting and limiting attendance at sporting and other big events to 5,000 people. The green energy stocks continue to fly. Holy cow, I watched them again yesterday. Of course, we own many. I saw CleanSpark up 25% yesterday. SunPower up 23%. SunWorks up 17%. SunRun. They all got sun in them. Notice that. Common link. Rene Sola up 13%. And, of course, the clean energy ETFs exploding to the upside, whether it's TAN, which is the solar energy stocks, whether it's FAN, the wind energy stocks, whether it's ICLN, which is the S&P Global Clean Energy Index. And, of course, there's others. They continue to fly. And the fuel cell stocks exploding to the upside right now. Is there enough happening right now to keep you interested in what's going on in the market and the world? There's plenty happening. We'll talk about a lot more when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson, Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, I always like to look inside the indexes to see what is really moving them because they are soaring today. Let's look at the S&P 500 right now. Well, it's telling to look inside there. It is a market of stocks, not a stock market. Although we see most evenings, the Dow was up 412 points today. You know, I like to, what about inside the Dow? Which stocks led? Which stocks lagged? Well, I'm looking inside the S&P 500 right now. 3M is down 4%. ConAgra is down 2.7%. Those are your laggards. Tyson Foods, also a loser. What's leading the S&P today? Constellation Brands up 7%. Look at these commodity stocks. It's unbelievable. Albemarle up 5%. I want to say they have a little exposure to lithium, but it's mostly a chemical stock. Mosaic up 4.6%. Yes, that's a fertilizer stock. You've got J.P. Morgan up 4.6%. That's up. You know, banks like higher interest rates. That's what they like. I don't see the banks as good values right now, but they are reacting to higher interest rates. It helps them to have a little bit more spread in between the cost of money and the profit they make from lending that money. That's called the spread. Freeport-McMoRan flying right now again. Up 4.4%. MT Bank. It's a bank rally, and it's a commodity rally. Now, if you think about it, think about the rotation that's taking place here. You didn't hear me name any of the big tech stocks, did you, in the S&P 500 as leading the market? You have to be in tune with that rotation that takes place. It's a big spinning wheel, and rotation takes place from time to time in the market. You have a big sea change taking place in the world. Does that not impact the markets? You have a major sea change taking place. You have a complete pendulum swing from the right to the left, and that obviously impacts the market. That's why I've always said that as it relates to asset allocation, there should be a lot more included in that formula than your age, because events in the world shape where the best places in the market to be are and where the worst places in the market to be are. Look at COVID last year in February. It reshaped the world. We actually benefited. The app helped point us in the right direction at that point in time. It wasn't good to be owning travel stocks or hotel stocks or restaurant stocks or casino stocks or airline stocks or energy, oil, in cast stocks at that time. It reshaped the world, and you saw new players like DocuSign and Zoom Video and whatnot explode to the upside. And now you've got another huge major sea change, maybe even bigger than COVID, or as big as COVID, in the change of America, the direction of America. So what are you seeing? You're seeing a total shift to clean energy. You're seeing a outflow from other areas. You're seeing inflation-related stocks busting loose right now. There's a major sea change taking place in the market. And at the same time, we also have to keep in the back of our minds that there more than likely will be a big change in fiscal policy. Now, the previous administration also used fiscal policy. They went the other way with fiscal policy, lowering corporate tax rates, lowering individual income tax rates. The new administration will take it back the other way. Our job as investors, my job as a money manager, is to look at the market. I currently have 5,609 different securities in my database, and look at the impact of these major sea changes in the market. It's not going to be the same market that it was last year. Do you really think that Zoom Info and DocuSign and stocks like that are going to continue to lead the market this year? No, it's going to be different. Every year is different. Now, many times when the market, when the calendar changes to a new year, that's you see rotation. There's no question about it. You see rotation out of a lot of last year's big winners and rotation into what appears to be the early leaders in the market in the new year. But every 4 years, if there's a change, a major change, obviously, if Trump would have been reelected, there probably would have been very little change. But we had a major sea change in the market, in the world, in Washington, D.C., and that will have a major impact on the markets going forward. My job is to find out and figure out. I've already made quite a few changes in my portfolios and in my thinking of the market. Well, gold had a good day yesterday, I think with inflation and the spending that is on the runway and dollar dropping, I think it will be a favorable environment. I'm not going to be 100% in gold nuggets in my safe underneath my house buried in my backyard, but I do own some gold stocks at the current time. The gold stocks rallied very well yesterday, but let's not forget, gold is not the only hard asset stock. Fertilizer's a hard asset, believe it or not. Plutonium is a hard asset. Platinum is a hard asset. Lithium is a hard asset. Commodities, something that is tangible, that you can hold in your hand. You can sell a bucket of it to somebody. Bucket of fertilizer. I got a bucket of fertilizer for sale. Well, you know what? That's what's working. A bucket of wheat. The grain stocks, the corn stocks, anything tangible that you can hold in your hand. And then on the other side of the coin, you've got Bitcoin, which is about as intangible as it gets. It trades in thin air. You can't see it. You can't hold it. You can't eat it. You can't bite into it, but it's out there somewhere. And it continues to fly. In fact, some are calling it the new gold. That cryptocurrency market is now a $1 trillion market. And it seems to be coming more and more midstream all the time. So it's acting like a hard asset right now, along with wheat, along with corn, soybeans, fertilizer, chemicals, basic materials, precious metals. It's trading in lockstep with them. Bitcoin up $775 right now to $38,340. Now, I own a little bit of that ETF, GBTC, in my personal accounts. Not a lot, but enough to make things exciting around here. and it's doing quite well. Well, when we come back, where is the action going in the market? There's a rotation taking place, and if you don't pick up on where it's headed, you may get rolled over by a bulldozer if you're not on the right side of the rotation. And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now radio. Well, the instigators were definitely out in droves yesterday. Crazy kind of things going on in the world today. I think it only is going to get crazier as we go forward here. Well, anyways, the market's doing just fine today. I take it a day at a time. You know, I do my research. I've been up since early in the morning reading all the news since yesterday, 24 hours ago before we did the show, and there was a lot of news today out there in the market. We have one of the biggest winners in the market today. I think we'll make that our featured stock of the day in the last quarter of the show. And I know it's hard to be thinking about fertilizer stocks, for heaven's sakes. You know, it's not as sexy as fuel cell stocks and EV stocks and, Bitcoin stocks. Fertilizer, really? Well, you know what? You need fertilizer to grow crops. And crops are very important to feed the people. And China is making a big move and buying up prime farmland and whatnot. So you've got to just watch the market on a relative basis, because things do change over time, and we do have rotation that takes place from time to time, especially when we have a seismic shift like we had here since November the 3rd. Okay, let's take a look at individual stocks here in the news. There's lots of them. The cannabis stocks doing very well again today. I have no interest. I know it's a crop and all this and that, but commodity. It's a commodity too, but they never really have proven to be profitable. That's my issue. I like fast-growing profits. Jefferies upgrades the banks. They're making a case for the banks and PE expansion. Well, I agree with that. You see PE expansion when interest rates go up on the banks. But I'm just not finding a lot of value there. You know, I had somebody ask me this morning, what do you think of Intel? I said, well, go to the app. The app is an invaluable tool for sizing up a stock in seconds, at least the first blush sizing up. I told them, Intel's ranked number 3,448 out of 5,609. Now compare it with AMD and Qualcomm and see where they're ranked. And if you look at valuations and performance, you'll see the difference. Just make a three columns and write down the Intel in one column, AMD, Qualcomm in the other. Look at the one-year performance, the three-year performance, the five-year performance, the 10-year performance, the valuation. And valuation's the problem I'm having with the bank stocks. I can find 50 to 60% upside potential, for instance. Let's take J.P. Morgan, okay? Probably the most well-run and most well-respected money center bank. My valuation on it, now, the numbers out there on the street for growth going forward over the next 5 years is 5%. 5% per year. That's the growth. It's single digit. That does not really meet my requirements. How are you going to get a big target price on a stock that's growing 5% per year? And in fact, that's probably a little bit on the aggressive side. Looking for 5% growth per year in J.P. Morgan. And if you look at the other bank stocks, you're seeing the same thing. You look at the valuations, and you know what? I know, I realize the stock is breaking out today to new all-time highs. The momentum is increasing, but it doesn't meet my growth and value criteria. So you know what? I just have to ignore the breakouts and whatnot, and I have to stick to my methodology. I like growth, and I like 80% or more upside potential. And I just can't make that case for the bank stocks at the current time, and I think the regulations are going to get a lot tougher in that industry. Well, how about China today? How are they doing? Baba continues to struggle. I wouldn't own Alibaba. That's one of the worst-looking charts in the entire market. That's why you have to have a sell discipline. I had another person ask me a couple days ago, can I just buy a few of these Chinese electric vehicle stocks and put them away in my back pocket and hold them for the next many years and make a pile of money? I said, well, you know, I don't know that there's any stocks that you can do that with anymore. Things change. Look at Alibaba. I mean, it was as strong a stock as you could ever see back in October of this year. It hit $319 per share. But not only do things change on a seismic basis in the world, whether it's leadership of countries, whether it's, events in the world, current events, etc. But they change at a company. There's seismic changes within a company. There was a seismic change within Alibaba when they ran afoul of their own government, which is a very strong government, the CCP. Jack Ma ran afoul of the government. That was a tidal shift. And in fact, I even kind of use those words in my newsletter, even in the buy and hold portfolio. I do my best to hold stocks forever unless a major change comes along. That's one reason I would sell a stock. And I'm glad I sold my Alibaba quite a while ago. I don't regret selling it at all. The other way I would sell a stock, if there's rotation and a stock starts to fall out of favor, it's run its course for now. And valuation, if it just gets too darn expensive, okay, then I start watching that chart really closely and I put a little tighter leash on the stock. Other Chinese stocks today, let's just take a look. FXI, I do think that the new administration will be much more favorable to China, whether that's good or bad. I think that China is still a good place to be invested in, but as always, it's a market of stocks as opposed to a stock market. NIU Technologies reports sales volumes increased 41% in Q4. That's NIU, N-I-U. Pretty good-looking chart there. I own NIO, N-I-O, which is close to hitting a new all-time high today. Okay, I think another area of the market, well, we've had some big winners in that part of the market. I always put some stocks on my watch list. Here's a few that are coming to my attention here. Digital advertising is a big deal. I'm watching several. I had a huge winner in that space in the trade desk. There's a new player out of China, CNET. C-N-E-T, which is a tiny little stock right now. The name of it is ZW Data Action Technologies. I don't own it, but the headlines caught my attention as they build a five-dimensional platform with digital product selection, brand content, digital growth, private domain. In other words, digital advertising. That stock is on the move here today. There's a IPO coming public that I'm going to put on my list. Online gaming company Roblox raises $520 million and reportedly plans a direct listing. That one is not public yet, but I've watched these other gaming stocks. How is Penn National Gaming doing today? Just fine, thank you. Closing in on a new all-time high. DraftKings continues to do well. Well, there's a new player. I've got it on my watch list. It's not public yet. Roblox, RBLX. The fuel cell stocks. Wow. All of a sudden. You know, that was another one. Fuel cells have been around for a long, long time. Ford has invested millions and millions of dollars into fuel cells. That's hydrogen as opposed to lithium. You've got Elon Musk calling it fool cells, investing in fuel cells. He's obviously looked at it a lot for cars and said it just not going to work. Well, they're finding other uses for fuel cells. Maybe the forklift at the Amazon factories, lining up all of the goods being shipped out. Other areas where fuel cells do work, that area of the market is just exploding right now. I'm watching Capstone Turbine, CPST. I'm watching Fuel Cell Energy, FCEL. But my favorite one of all, one of the biggest winners in the market today, we own it in our emerging growth portfolio. We'll probably be the featured stock of the day when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
You gotta go where you wanna go.
Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour for this Thursday, January 7th. What a Thursday it is, with the NASDAQ exploding above 13,000 for the first time in history. The Dow exploding above 31,000 for the first time in history. And the S&P exploding above 3,800 for the first time in history. And the S&P, let's not forget the Russell 2000. And we can't forget Bitcoin, can we? And fertilizer's hitting a new high today. I better get the potting soil before prices go up for my garden. I've already got my little plants. My tomato plants, I grow them inside this time of year. They're about almost 12 inches high now. I'm really proud of those. Man, they're healthy. They'll be ready to go outside as soon as all danger of frost is past here in our area. Okay, well, let's see here. Here's another thing I would say. You know, I'm just impressed to say this at this time. Enjoy this while it lasts, because you know what? I mean, we're getting into some very frothy area of the market. And the words of Warren Buffett kind of are here. I'm hearing in the back of my mind, you know, sell when giddy, buy when gloomy. I think we're getting into that giddy phase of the market here. So you know what? You got to have a defense too. You've always got to be watching your backside and that rearview mirror and those valuations, very critical. And the first sign of trouble shows up in the stock charts. I'm obviously not seeing that yet, am I? I'm seeing the only trouble I'm seeing right now is in the bond market. I'm seeing signs of trouble show up there. And in big tech, I would say those seem to be the two areas that concern me the most right now. But there will come a day in the future, I think I can safely make almost a 100% prediction, we will see another bear market out there at some point in time. And that's why you always have to watch your backside. Guys like me who've been in it and seen all the bear markets over the years, we're always nervous, always nervous. Always looking out for that next big bear to creep up. I don't see it right now, but that doesn't mean you can let down your guard and not be vigilant. In the meantime, a lot of these speculative stocks are flying. We own one that's having a very good day. Plug. I bet on a horse one time called Plug. He didn't do so well. He was a plug. But anyways, Plug is doing just fine, thank you. I've watched Plug Power over the years, and it's probably the leading fuel cell, hydrogen fuel cell stock. Wow, look at it blasting off today. Holy cow. You know, our little emerging growth portfolio has done very, very well. It struggled for a while because small caps were so much out of favor, and But, man, has it taken off here recently. And that's my fund portfolio. That's my double-A baseball team. That's where my best prospects for the future are. Plug has now grown up to be a $20 billion company, very quietly, out of Latham, New York. They're engaged in design and making of fuel cell systems for industrial, off-road, and stationary power markets worldwide. Now, I don't think you're going to see Plug Power fuel cells in Tesla cars anytime soon. But if you read the description of the company, industrial, off-road, stationary power markets. Believe it or not, last year, fuel cell energy, or it was $1 stock in 2019. It's right now a $46 stock. It's up 32% today. If you're one of my live trading subscribers, I sent out a buy. I just said, I'm buying it. You do what you want to do. But back on October the 6th, we bought Plug Power in our emerging growth portfolio at $16 per share. And it's hitting $46 per share today. That makes it almost a triple since October the 6th. That paid for your subscription to Gunderson's live trading. We currently own 18 stocks, about maybe 17 stocks is all. And I have some cash. I'm getting ready to potentially buy a few more new stocks in that emerging growth portfolio. Since I started that emerging growth portfolio last April, less than 2 years now, about 16 months, it's well up over 75%. We have some big winners in there right now. Now, you have to look at the entire portfolio. Yes, we've had some losers, obviously. But right now, of the 17 stocks that we own, Plug is our best performer today. It's one of the biggest winners in the entire market. Why? Well, a big company out of South Korea making a big investment into Plug. Now, I just want to remind you, Plug is a very speculative stock. You know, this is not ExxonMobil. This is fuel cells, which have had a dicey history. They've been hope for them, then there wasn't hope, then there's hope. Now there seems to be renewed hope for a lot of applications running on hydrogen. Plug Power shoots higher after a $1.5 billion strategic investment from SK Group. Well, that's a very big company out of South Korea, which gives us a lot of credibility. And they want to accelerate hydrogen as an alternative energy source in the Asian markets. So that's good news. Meanwhile, breaking news, Elon Musk surpasses Jeff Bezos to become the world's richest person with a fortune of more than $188 billion. Sign of the times. All right, well, you know what? We're working all day today, all day tomorrow. We'll be here Monday. And we're trying our best to put the 25 best stocks on the field at any given time in each of our portfolios, from the dividend portfolio on down to the emerging growth portfolio, and even in the bond portfolio, we're looking for the best bonds that we can find for use for those of you who are more faint of heart. You can give us a call. You've heard Paul and Barry on the radio show many times. They're here to help you and guide you and direct you and try to figure out the best allocation for you going forward. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or tiptoe around our newsletter and see what we're all about for yourself. You can get a free 2-week trial at GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.